Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. Oh, it's another manic Monday out there. Looks like we might have a little bit of rain in the forecast. It's getting a little dark and gray out there, but I love me a good gray day. How are you doing today? Let me know, 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. This morning, I have Bruce Commins. He's the Public Affairs Officer for NAS Pensacola. And with him is Steve Opelinek, the Community Planning Liaison for NAS Pensacola. And they've got a lot to talk about this morning, so we will let them get started. Guys, how you doing this morning?
Well, number one, first and foremost, it is, as we say, when you've raised your right hand in oath to service of the country, it's a great Navy day.
Ah, yes, I like that.
So that's that. But like you said, it's a little gray out, a little nasty looking, but I think that's going to burn off, and we're heading headlong into, you know, the summer months, and that's what we like. A lot of interesting things getting ready to happen on base, and we're always planning, you know, for stuff as well. Well, and yeah, public service announcement real quick. Hurricane stuff. Yeah, plan your stuff. We've got a really robust emergency operations crew in the Naval Air Station Pensacola that get us ready for that. But if you're out in the community, make sure that you stock up and do the things that you're supposed to do, right? Because it sneaks up on us. And even if you've been here a while, you know that that can happen.
There's a couple phrases that are floating around about that, about the preparedness part. What was it like? Something about the hours, and then it's, you know, so many are on you.
First 72 is on you.
On you, yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. So, and then half a tank. Keep a half a tank of gas, and that'll get you out as far as you probably need to go.
Yeah. So, like I said, we've got, you know, the guys down there that plan, get us ready for that sort of thing. But, you know, in the community, make sure that you're looking out for yourself and your family and your neighbors.
Yes.
There might be some older people out there that need a little help. Mm. And, you know, make sure you take a few minutes, make sure they're ready for the storms. Let's hope that doesn't happen, even though it kind of has that look today.
I've been hearing, of course, it seems like every year they go, oh, this is going to be a really bad season for hurricanes. And I'm like, where were they? But you never know. It's better to be safe than sorry.
I'm looking for some wood to knock on.
Boy, there's plenty around here. So there we go.
So Steve here is the Community Plans and Liaisons Officer at Naval Air Station Pensacola, and through that job does an absolute ton of stuff in liaising with the community, you know, to make sure that, you know, the base is up and running, number one, and that we're, you know, keeping in line with some of the things that we're supposed to do. You tell them a little bit about what you do there, Steve?
Sure thing. Good morning. So good morning. Unlike the public affairs officer, it's not so much about the public face of the base. It's more about being a person that, say the community has some issue outside the fence line. Maybe it's the county. I'm their kind of touch point to, in the key word being liaison. I can talk with county officials, the staff mostly. And we could usually find an answer some way or another. So we work together to try to get that information to them. So there's various, it could be everything from a fence being too close to our border, or it could be traffic, it could be incompatible development.
This is sort of an ongoing fluid type situation, right, with county and city regulations, because, I mean, the base and like you said, it could be a fence issue, it could be zoning, things like that. That's sort of like a year-round, all-the-time process, right?
Yes, sir, it is. Yeah. And so I'm actually connected by state law. I sit on the county planning board, and I am a non-voting member on the planning board along with the school district. So I'm able to sit there and be able to, you know, stay tuned into whatever zoning changes or ordinances are happening through the county. And I also have points of contact if it directly affects the base.
They use you sort of as a consultation role, right?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Well, that's good. That's good.
One of the really neat things that we've got going on right now that I know you've been pretty significantly involved with, Steve, is outside the West Gate. They've cleared a lot of trees. They've done some stuff. What's going to happen there?
So in 2019, when we were experiencing some traffic woes outside the West Gate, we wanted to try to take some measures to try to improve that. One of those, we talked with the county to talk about the signals at that intersection with Gulf Beach Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. We're able to make some improvements there so they could tie into that area. We also got state funding to build a large sign. It's not going to be just a sign. It's going to be a welcome and inform sign so that Bruce here can put messages out on the base, to let the public know either we're full, we can't take any more, or if conditions change on the base. So it's going to be a large effort. The county is our partner in that. They are managing the construction. And we have a local sign company who has a good reputation in the area. And we're excited to get it finally done. They already did break ground. And the fabrication is happening right now over on Navy Boulevard.
Nice.
It's gigantic. Right. He showed me some of the mock-ups on this. And the fact that we're going to be able to put just announcements from any given thing, like you were saying, the museum parking lots are full. We're not going to be able to let any cars back on to a change of command for one of the 129 tenant commands that we've got on board. Right. To say, although I don't think it's going to be done in time, but we could put a Happy Mother's Day. Anything like that. We could do a lot of different things with that. So we're looking forward to that sign. And that's going to be a nice way, like you said, to welcome and inform the community about some things that are happening inside the fence line over there. Hey, how big is that thing going to be anyway?
20 by 22 feet, the sign itself, and the display, which will be operated by your fingers, will be 20 foot by 8 foot or so. So you won't miss it.
Right. That's going to be pretty enormous.
Is this going to be full digital video capability or just text? Oh,
yes.
Wow.
There's a lot of neat stuff that we can do, and we're going to use that. I already got some ideas.
Nice.
To play it, although this is still the early stages, but we're looking at having that completed. I want to say, what was it?
We're shooting for by Memorial Day, so we'll see how the weather and all the conditions work out for the contractor. But this is something we absolutely couldn't do without partnership with Escambia County and their facilities department. A lot of movers and shakers over there are helping us make this happen,
right,
amongst everything else they do.
Mm-hmm.
So the community, obviously such an enormous part of the air station. The air station, an enormous part of the community. One of the things I always like to say and mention is that however long that service members end up staying in Pensacola, whether it's for a brief tour going through a school, which is maybe 6 weeks long, to a three-year tour instructing, future aviation maintainers or aviators to individuals that have decided to retire here. Right? Yeah. This is our home, so we're as invested in the community as they are in us. And I just wanted to say, once again, there's a great thing. Now, that being said, there's an event that's coming up here in the middle of May that's designed to highlight the service members and the services and the generations of men and women that have sworn to defend the Constitution. And that's called Navy Days. That is something, just personally, that I think is just absolutely outstanding. To have a community that thinks so much of the military presence in their area, to throw them a parade, a run, a fun days, and a proclamation from the city. I think that's outstanding. I just wanted to say thank you, and on behalf of the base, it's great to have that kind of recognition and partnership that we've shared over the years. I think that's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Steve, once again, you were talking about some of the stuff that you do. And one of the most interesting things, and I think most people are going to know this term by watching, Sunday and Saturday afternoon NFL and NCAA football,
mm-hmm,
but that's encroachment.
Yes. It's never good.
So what exactly is encroachment, and how does that impact us and the community?
So much like football, it's getting too close. So lots of Navy bases across and Marine Corps bases, all service bases have to manage encroachment. An encroachment is just something that may affect the mission of, you know, that mission of the base. That everybody knows aviation is our mission and training is our mission at NAS Pensacola. So we have, you know, we have designated areas where our planes fly to train, and those areas are in particular concern that we keep an eye on it. Work with the county, work with willing landowners who may want to, you know, sell us an easement to ensure that that area stays clear. So we're always looking for ways to make sure that we preserve our mission, because that's really the idea behind it. And so encroachment protection, we have a partnership with the county. We have an agreement with the county so that we can work together. And we are always out there looking. It's not that we don't want development in the area. That's not the point. The point is more just providing that protection to the mission of the base.
Yeah, even though it's a symbiotic relationship between the base and the surrounding communities, we all have to, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, the number one duty of NAS, keeping us safe, that can happen no matter what. I mean, the Blue Angels, the air shows, everything that we do on the base, there's so many great things to do there. But at the end of the day, we got to get out of the way. You know, that'll be my slogan. At the end of the day, just get out of the way. Let them do their job, because it's keeping us all safe. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here in the studio, I've got Bruce Commins and Steve Opelinek, the community planning liaison. Did I say that right? Opelinek.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. And you had another point on that you wanted to...
Yeah, on encroachment, it's not, and it's also, you know, it's to protect the folks on the ground, the citizens. It's also to make sure that we have protection for those that are training, that are flying in this case. So noise, we want to make sure try to, you know, manage the noise as best we can. We don't want you sitting right underneath where it's the loudest and in an area that we have identified as being a high noise area. So this is something that, you know, bases across the United States deal with in one way or another. Not every base has flying, but some bases have tanks.
Right.
So it's just that, you're right, it is that relationship that you have to form with the community.
And that's what Navy Days is really celebrating, you know, and that's great. The inaugural, the first ever Pensacola Navy Days, May 17th through the 19th. Go online and check that out. You can find information here at newsradio923.com. I think it's PensacolaNavyDays.com, isn't it? Isn't that the website?
That's the website,
I
yes,
believe
sir.
That's it, yeah. So this is going to be a great event. I can't wait.
It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, PensacolaNavyDays.com for more information. And speaking of Escambia County, you guys work with Escambia County a lot. You have an initiative for the Living Shoreline, right? That partnership. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, sir. So the Living Shoreline, many years in the making, or in the planning, I should say. It really, you know, for a date, it's really a spinoff of the oil spill that happened in 2010, the Deep Horizon oil spill. There were regional efforts to go across and try to find ways to enhance the environment and to try to make improvements to water quality. And the Living Shoreline, the Pensacola Bay Living Shoreline, is one of those projects. Several years in the planning, this is also a community driven and with the base's cooperation, because the Living Shoreline will actually be situated on 3 miles of shoreline at various places at NAS Pensacola. Various benefits to the ecology of the bay. There are areas that are eroding from our, you know, from the base's standpoint, you know, the area near Pensacola Pass. It's just a natural thing that happens, and we noticed that after Hurricane Sally that we were getting pretty close to our road, and we have infrastructure that runs through there. So this will help to that shoreline to make it a little more solid, so we can, you know, weather storms as they come. Another key area is the White Island area. That's important to a lot of the local citizens. This will stabilize that area and create some marsh areas, and it'll also have a recreational aspect to it.
Nice.
Well, it's just an outstanding partnership, you know, with Escambia County that's going to keep the base, you know, up and running and as fit as we can make it. It should be. That's going to be an interesting one to see develop over the years, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that all plays out and, you know, what the long-term you know, impacts of it are. I think there's going to be some really positive things that can come out of that sort of partnership.
So we're hoping to see that all come together this year. We've been going through the permitting phase, and we're just about there. And lots of local partnerships, state, federal, federal funding coming in, a lot of interest for this. The Navy is certainly interested in it, so really excited to start seeing the shoreline start to have rocks and sand and stabilize it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely want to you know, look at the surrounding areas here. I mean, we have such a beautiful landscape and so much marine life and just nature that we want to protect as well. While we're here doing what we do. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. We did have one question come in about the exit from NAS Pensacola main gate. Any plans to upgrade that or change that in the future?
Well, there's nothing right now. We're always looking at ways that we can improve infrastructure mm-hmm. on the facility, but these are, you know, projects that can take, you know, lengthy time. Yeah. So that's, once again, those are always things that we're going to be looking at. But as of right now, there's not a plan to do anything with that. Mm-hmm. All right. And, you know, that being said, you know, there's always room, you know, to look and see what can be done. And then they'll determine how to proceed, you know, in the event that there is a desperate need for.
And we were talking during the break before you guys came on the air about this year-long process. As soon as you get done, you know, with something, you pretty much have to immediately start planning the next year's go-around of that. So talk a little bit about some of the other things you do on a daily basis and maybe some of your team members that help you out.
Well, you know, at Naval Air Station Pensacola, the mission is to train the next generation of aviation maintainers, aviators. And on Corey Station, the cyber warriors. There's always a lot going on. There's a group of individuals, though, that are stationed with Naval Air Station Pensacola. And that, you know, these individuals, a lot of times they're behind the scenes, but they're instrumental and critical in getting what we call our Super Bowl off the ground. And that's the Naval Air Station Pensacola Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. Mm-hmm. This is an annual event. Everybody loves it. The community loves it. And we're going to have that sign this year. We can put some really neat stuff up on it.
We will, yes.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the air show, that's one of the biggest events in the area. And that's it's something that the community looks forward to. And we are so excited to put it on for the community. A lot of different stuff going to happen at this year's air show. We've got some really neat ideas, and we're in the process of putting those into fruition. But last year, we celebrated 50 years of women in naval aviation. It was a resounding success, a lot of good times, a lot of fun for everybody. And this year, we're looking to go with another anniversary of sorts. I'm not going to sit there and say what that is right now, but it's maybe celebrating one small step. Okay. We'll just leave it at that. Yeah. But there's that group of individuals begins planning this air show almost 2 years in advance, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. But the minute this one is that one is finished, like this last year's, the 2023 Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show, that was finished, we started really pushing through to get the 2024 air show going on. Herculean effort, and the individuals at Naval Air Station Pensacola are critical in putting this on. Just wanted to give them a little bit of a shout out, because a lot of times when people are there, you know, they're seeing the end result. They're seeing these acts perform in the sky. They're seeing all the events, the stuff on the ground that's happening. But that all gets put together by some people, and a lot of times they are forgotten on that one. Mm-hmm. Don't want to forget them. They're the reason that this happens. So give a shout out to all these men and women at Naval Air Station Pensacola that are going to get that air show up and running for you. Mm-hmm. It should be great. We had historically, it's been a phenomenal turnout over the years. I mean, we've had upwards of 250,000 people over the 2 day span that we've had, and we're looking to have similar numbers to that again this year. But the air show this year, November 2nd and 3rd, I want to say. Is that right?
Let's see here.
I can't remember off the top of my head. But anyway, it's you know, coming around in that vicinity.
First and second.
I knew I was close on that one. So put that on the calendars, because that one is coming up and all that. And I also wanted to put something out there. Make sure you follow our social media pages, the Naval Air Station Pensacola social media pages. 7th and 8th.
Yes.
Oh, that's what it was.
All right.
See, we get so twisted around with all the different dates we've got rolling.
That's Punta Gorda. That's not the one we want.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve. The official source for anything coming out of Naval Air Station Pensacola is going to be through the Naval Air Station Pensacola social media pages. For Facebook, that's at NASPCOLA. So make sure that you bookmark that, follow us, that sort of thing, because that's going to get you the information that you need, as well as some other, just a nice look at what the guys and the men and women here at Naval Air Station Pensacola are doing on a day-to-day basis. We also maintain a Twitter and a LinkedIn page, and Instagram. I encourage you to take a look at those. But that being said, another method of communication which we've been bolstering over the last couple of months is the app, and that's the Navy Region Southeast app. So you can go on to the Google Play or Apple Store, and you'll be able to download that and get some information. We've got the ability to provide real-time updates in that as well. So I encourage everyone to take advantage of that.
I have a prediction that the Blue Angels Air Show is going to be a little bit more crowded this year because right on May 17th, have you heard about the J.J. Abrams Blue Angels documentary?
Oh, without question.
Oh, man, that's hitting right on May 17th. It's going to be streaming on Prime Video. Wow. People are going to be coming from all around the country just fired up about this, I think, more than usual.
I'm already getting requests via social media for information about this year's air show.
Right.
So we're finalizing some things. Look to have some information out here in the next month or so.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, look forward to having everybody come down for that. Should be a lot of fun.
We should just have random big screens all around downtown and on the beaches and in random places just showing this documentary. I mean, this is going to be, I'm so proud of this. This is going to be so cool. I've already had friends calling me. It's like, man, have you seen this? I'm like, of course I've seen this. I'm on the radio. Come on. Navy Days, go ahead and check that out. May 17th through the 19th, honoring our military and the relationship that we have with our local community. My guests this morning, Bruce Commins, the public affairs officer, and Steve Opelinek. He is the community planning liaison, talking about the just all the work you guys do and everybody behind the scenes. Like you mentioned, this is only going to grow and get bigger and better, and I'm proud to be here for it, man. Thank you guys for the work that you do.
Oh, it's a pleasure for us to be here. Thanks so much.
Yeah. So what else can you divulge? What can you give away without getting in trouble?
So I'll go off script a little bit, and Bruce is giving me the side eye here.
Do it. You got like a minute and a half.
So we do experience a lot of traffic out the Westgate, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. it's just important for those who sit in that traffic and the local residents that mm-hmm. we work on it. We work on it every year. We know that it is it's tough on folks who live in the immediate area. You have to plan for it. The county has gone they've done some work to try to improve that, keeping intersections open so people can get out of their subdivisions. What a lot of people may not realize, and especially those who are not from this area, is that we do have a capacity, and once that capacity is reached, we have to stop. We have to stop letting vehicles in. It's not a people thing; it's a vehicle thing, and that's so that our security and the museum can properly manage that. So we do encourage folks to find safe places. If you're going to watch, I went up by the Target parking lot. I was just amazed; it looked like a concert. Mm. But it's a safe place, and we don't want to see folks out on the road and kids jumping around where they may be endangered. So
one of the biggest things about that is, be a good neighbor, observe local traffic regulations when you're coming up to the air station. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, people live and work in those areas, and, make sure that you're just following good traffic, following the traffic regulations and being courteous, being a good neighbor.
Right.
That's one of the things that can help ease some of the issues that we sometimes face at the West Gate right there. We love to have people come on board and see what we're all about, but we got to do it in an orderly fashion. And I think most people are very responsive to being courteous and being a good neighbor.
Yeah, and we should see that as a good thing because, yes, there's going to be growing pains, but we're growing. People want to live here. People want to come here and spend their money and then leave, and that's great too. I mean, we've got it all here. So thank you for helping keep us safe and for all the work you do, guys.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Thanks so much for having us there.
Yes, thank you for your service, gentlemen. All right, my guests this morning have been Bruce Kamenz, he's the Public Affairs Officer, and Steve Opelinek, Community Planning Liaison for NAS Pensacola. Check out Navy Days May 17th through the 19th. We'll be right back.